So we come to the end of Jacob's life. Man, the story of Joseph is so epic to me. It's one of the most sweeping stories in the Old Testament and in all of the Bible. Only matched maybe by the story of David and the story of Christ. And it's beautiful. Jacob, who has brought his 70 people to Egypt in today's reading. That is the impetus, that is the beginning of the children of Israel. The nation that God chose as his chosen people. Right there in those 70 lives. And from here on out, we will begin to see their story. The rest of the Old Testament is their story. So we've gone through Adam and Eve and the beginning of man. We've come to Abraham, the patriarch, and his son Isaac, the child of promise. And his son Jacob, who has come to the end of his life. And we will see continually referenced the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is the Jacob. And this is how the children of Israel began and came into the land of Egypt. God's providence through Jacob's son Joseph. Through hardship, God sent him ahead to save his people. And that is a clue. Like I've been saying all week, that no matter what we think circumstances are, we can only walk with God to really understand. Because God is using us each in ways that we don't know. And circumstances sometimes aren't attacks from the evil one. Sometimes they are unto something far greater. And the only way to discern that is to walk with God daily and daily. Learn and hear from his word. That's the only way.